Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming program author Ann Chepetta, and she is the author of Words of Life, Poems and Essays. Ann's an artist and often refers to her love of words as a natural compensation after losing her vision in 1993. Once a designer of acrylic displays and furniture, she trained her creative senses to flow over from the visual to the literary arts. Ann, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I am a poet and a writer, and I want to make connections with readers through my writing.
So tell us about this book.
My book is called Words of Life, Poems and Essays, and the book was released in March of this year. It is 135 pages. It's a collection of poems and essays. It has four sections to it and a little bit of eye candy, a couple of photographs accompanying each section.
Who did you write your book for specifically?
My target audience is adults that like to read poetry and nonfiction. I would also say this book would be great for anyone interested in reading about relationships to themselves, to others, to nature, and also anyone interested in expanding their spirituality and just wanting to know more about the human condition and sharing that with others.
Could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you could say runs throughout your book?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think the reader would really be able to target in on the emotions of what's in the book. Whether it's a short poem or whether it's a longer essay, it's about how people interact with people and how people can appreciate other things in life besides the pain. And I really think that this will bring people closer to themselves.
If you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Making meaningful connections through the words. Like you had mentioned, I was originally artistic in the visual sense, and now my art has flowed out into the literary. And I really just want to be able to connect with the reader and allow the reader to draw those mental pictures from the words.
If you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Well, I really haven't read any book like this. This is why I actually created the book. I originally wanted the book to be a collection of only poetry, and then I realized that I very much appreciate anthologies and collections, including a lot of short story collections or poetry collections. And I also realized I had a lot of essays that were like orphans and widows. So I wanted to be able to incorporate all of that into one collection and have a loose theme, and I think I've accomplished that.
What influenced you to publish this book?
Two things influenced me to publish this book. One was that I had writing that I had gathered up over the years that needed a place to be, needed to be out there and be appreciated by others. And the other reason was because of my mother. When I originally started putting my books out in independent publishing, it was because I wanted to honor and be inspired by my mom.
So why do you write?
I write to find out what I think. I write to find out how I feel. I write to share these thoughts and feelings with others. For a long time, my writing was just mine. And at some point in my life, I felt that I wanted it to be out there. I want other people to appreciate. I want other people to be able to connect, whether it's through writing or through an image or just looking at the cover of the book. It brings up different feelings and emotions in people, and that's what I'd like to convey in the book.
What's it like to be a visually impaired writer?
Being a visually impaired writer is a boon and a bust at the same time. I originally didn't want to tell anybody that I was a visually impaired writer, and I wanted my writing to be just about being an author and not saying, oh, I'm an author with a disability. However, when you have a disability, it's part of you. It's part of who you are. And I wanted to prove to myself that just because I had a visual impairment didn't preclude me from publishing and writing books, which are very visually, you have to read. So It's a balancing act.
What kind of subjects are you covering in this book?
A diverse amount of subject matter is covered. I write about, one of my sections is called Blooms and Bugs. So I write about nature. I write about what it's like to smell something and have it bring memories, what it's like to look out on a desolate landscape in the wintertime and the emotions and the connections it brings. So there's a diverse amount of subject matter, families, relationships, vacationing. It's about the human condition.
Did your environment or upbringing play any major role in your writing?
As a matter of fact, yes. My upbringing has a lot to do with some of the earlier poetry and essays I've written. Some of it is happy times. Some of it is traumatic. But I think what the reader will pick up in my pieces is that it goes back to connecting with who you are, how you feel, and how you can connect with those feelings and thoughts and accept whatever it is, the message in your life at the time when you're reading the poem.
What can you tell us about this genre and why you decided to write in this genre?
I decided to write poetry when I was very young. I did it pretty much just as, when you're a child and you want to write a story, just like, you might have read in a Dr. Seuss book or something. So that's how it started. And it was just like a natural progression of creativity. Creativity is a great thing to rely on no matter what age you are. So that's how it started. And then it just progressed. And I pursued writing all through my education. And here I am today.
What's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
There have been quite a few rewarding experiences. Most of the immediate ones are when I go out and do readings and book signings, and I actually meet people and I hear about something that they appreciated. But one story really comes out amongst all the others. I was at a poetry signing and somebody had already purchased my book and came up to me and said, once a week, my wife and I sit down together and we read each other a poem from your book. That was the most heartfelt and rewarding thing I could have ever heard from somebody who was a reader.
How would you describe your writing style?
That's a hard one for me, to be honest. I think I have one word in mind, and that would be expressive. I have trouble identifying my writing, but I know what others say about my writing, and what they say is that my writing is very expressive and has emotional connections, and that's what they like most about it.
Which books have influenced you?
Many, many books have influenced me. I probably read and read and read and read. I'm an avid reader, even though I listen to what I'm reading now because I have a visual impairment. It's kind of an advantage because I think I can probably listen faster than most people can read. But I've been influenced by a lot of authors. The Lebanese philosopher Khalil Gibran, he pretty much set the stage for me in terms of bringing emotion and feeling and spirituality into my writing. Then there's a lot of writers who I appreciate because they're so diverse in how they write and what they bring. Alice Munro comes to mind because she writes about perspectives of people and younger people and young adults. And Pearl S. Buck comes to mind because I always felt that I could feel I was transcended in terms of time and space and got immersed into her world. So all of those books had influence on how I write.
So if you had to choose, who or what would you say influenced your writing the most?
If I were to choose, probably Khalil Gibran.
Other than selling your book, of course, is there anything else you hope to accomplish with it?
Yes, I actually want to accomplish making meaningful connections with people through my writing. I want the reader to be able to extrapolate something meaningful from any one item in any of my books. It doesn't have to be the whole book. It could be just the one poem or an essay. I believe I just want to make meaningful connections with others through my writing.
In your opinion, who should buy your book?
I think my book would be read by adults, men and women, educators, maybe counselors in mental health field, because my writing it's so emotionally expressive, I think it would be a good idea for people who want a humanistic point of view to read.
Do you have a website?
I do, annchappetta.com.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
Sure, Ann, A-N-N, C-H-I-A-P-P-E-T-T-A.
This has been just great. Our guest today has been Ann Chiappetta, and she is the author of Words of Life, Poems, and Essays. Ann, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. The Author Show podcast can be accessed at any time by visiting theauthorshow.com. Selected interviews can also be found on major podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, and many more. If you're an author who would like to be featured, just visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we may contact you. Marketing is seldom easy for authors, and The Author Show is a great way to promote your work worldwide using a high-quality interview that can make a real impact. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.